While Delaware's outbreak of chicken flu poses no imminent threat to humans, bird flu in Asia is very much on the minds of experts meeting today in Geneva. They're drawing up the recipe for next fall's human flu vaccine. It's an annual exercise, but this year no one can know if the world will need a conventional flu vaccine or one against an Asian bird flu that could transform itself into a pandemic strain. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Of all the vaccines ever invented, influenza vaccine stands alone.
The flu vaccine is unique in that essentially, at least every other year, it's basically a new vaccine.
Richard Webby is a flu expert at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis.
And that's just because of the inherent variability of the flu virus itself. The virus is out there trying to continually keep ahead of the human immunity, and we're sort of chasing it, trying to keep on top of it.
Last spring, the virus got out ahead of the experts. Late in the previous flu season, a new strain started popping up in Europe, Asia, and the Americas. It was called Fujian, and experts predicted it could dominate this year's epidemic. They were right. More than 80% of this year's flu victims caught the Fujian virus. But the 80 million Americans who got flu shots last fall didn't get any protection against it. That's because experts left the Fujian strain out of this year's vaccine. They were afraid it wouldn't grow fast enough to meet vaccine production schedules. Fortunately, the vaccine did partially protect people against the flu. But this year, the experts have another problem, and it's a big one. Next fall's normal flu epidemic may be overshadowed by a killer pandemic a la 1918, when tens of millions of people were killed. That could happen if the bird flu that's sweeping Asia today mutates into a form that can spread efficiently in people. That's why Richard Webby is working nonstop on a vaccine against the possible pandemic strain called H5N1. His lab and two others are constructing a pandemic vaccine from scratch using a new technology called reverse genetics.
We can do anything we like to the genes of these viruses. We can pretty much custom make a flu virus.
But it's not clear how the custom-made vaccine would be deployed. There's a tight timetable for making next fall's normal flu vaccine. Vaccine manufacturers have to get started right away. So how can they make a pandemic vaccine at the same time?
That's a great question.
Webby worries that if manufacturers don't make the pandemic vaccine until there are signs the bird flu has mutated into a human form, it'll be too late.
If we wait until we start to see signs of human-to-human transmission, then go into mass production, we're still 4 to 6 months away from an actual vaccine. And during that time, the virus is going to do a lot of damage.
At the World Health Organization in Geneva, flu expert Klaus Stür says all-out production of the pandemic vaccine would wait until the WHO determined bird flu was spreading rapidly among humans. But Stür has another idea. He says experts think it might take 2 or 3 years to eliminate the bird flu from backyard farms, which raise 80% of poultry in China and other Asian countries. So even if a pandemic doesn't break out, Stür thinks the pandemic vaccine should be given to Asians at high risk of getting bird flu, such as those who were slaughtering infected flocks.
It could also be others who would have a long-term exposure to this virus, perhaps all farmers who are dealing with backyard poultry production.
That's tens of millions of vaccine doses, far fewer than the world would need if a pandemic broke out. Yet there seems to be little prospect that manufacturers could churn out even that kind of volume in the near future. After all, last fall, America ran out of flu vaccine for the first time ever. Aventis Pasteur, one of this country's two remaining flu vaccine producers, is gearing up for high demand next fall. If the company were called on to make the regular and the pandemic vaccine at the same time, Aventis spokesman Len Lavenda says that'd be a problem.
We probably would not be able to produce both vaccines simultaneously.
So it's not clear where the vaccine will come from for Asian poultry farmers, at least until companies finish the conventional vaccine production run. If a pandemic breaks out, the WHO will ask manufacturers to switch to the pandemic vaccine as fast as they can. Richard Knox, NPR News.